Port Ward. Port Ward councillors. Councillor Graham Moore. Phone 0400 167 844. Email g.moore, that's M-O-O-R-E, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor David Young. Phone 0427 455 798. Email d.young, that's Y-O-U-N-G, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Moody future looking bright. Council and residents are combining to give Moody Street in Kooyarrup a new lease on life. A 122-metre section of the street in one of the town's key residential areas is being upgraded under a special charge scheme that will deliver an asphalt seal, pavement, curb and channel and underground drainage, among other improvements. The cost of the $201,266 project is being shared between council, which will pay half, and residents whose properties abut the section of street that will be sealed. Council has been in discussion with residents about the upgrade for several months and met in November to let the tender for the works. Port Ward councillors David Young and Graham Moore both welcomed the project, which will help to improve safety for motorists and pedestrians as well as the street's appearance. Residents along this part of Moody Street can look forward to reduced noise and dust, protection from drainage runoff, better access to their properties and a nicer streetscape as a result of these works, Councillor Moore said. Councillor Young said special charge schemes were an important way to deliver projects in situations where council was not in a position to fund the full cost. Council does not have the financial resources or receive enough external grants to meet all of the infrastructure demands of the municipality, Councillor Young said. Special charge schemes help to fund projects that deliver a benefit to particular properties, and we thank the owners of the properties in Moody Street for their support for this upgrade. Picture caption. Councillor Graham Moore and Councillor David Young at the section of Moody Street, Kooyarrup, that will soon be sealed. End caption. New path, a step forward. Walking to school just got a whole lot easier with a new footpath at Bales. A 275-metre shared path on Bolato Road between Woodman Avenue and Bales Primary School has given children and parents a new reason to walk, ride, skate or scoot to school. The new path will provide improved connections in the town and make it easier for residents to get active. Council received a $50,000 park and walk grant from Victoria Walks with the support of VicHealth to help fund the works. Councillor Graham Moore joined families as they put the new path to the test during the Walk to School initiative in October. The program promoted active travel and all primary schools in the Shire were encouraged to take part in activities. Season reminds of dire summer. A dry spring has prompted Councillor David Young's concerns that this summer could be a bad one. We didn't get a lot of rain at the beginning of winter, but it turned out quite well with a lot of silage made in the early spring, Councillor Young said. But since early September, there has been little, if any, rain throughout the Shire. This is very reminiscent of 1982, which led into the devastating year of 1983. Councillor Young said the fires at Mary Knoll, Tynong North and Narnagoon in early October were an early warning of the dangers faced this summer. Turn to the section Prepare Yourself for the Fire Season for more information on preparing for the fire season. Bridge upgrade at Coraline. Work to replace Coraline's 11-mile road bridge is continuing, with residents thanked for their patience as construction continues. The bridge upgrade began in late October and is expected to take 3 months. The new reinforced concrete structure will increase load-carrying capacity and connectivity across Bunyip River. New bridge barriers, guardrails, signs and line marking will complete the works. The $700,000 project is being funded by Council, $350,000, and the Australian Government's Department of Infrastructure and Development, $350,000. Seniors celebrate. Councillors Graham Moore and David Young recently joined Councillor Moore's mother, Pat, 89, at the launch of Council's Age Friendly Strategy 2015-19 at Cardinia Cultural Centre. Over 350 people attended the launch, which included a Best of British Pop stage show. To view the strategy, visit cardinia.vic.gov.au/seniors.